So I'm Nigel.
Hi, and I'm Tricia.
And we thought we'd have a conversation on heart-based living related to the notion of deserve. Tricia, we often hear people talk about things in terms of deserve, such as, I've just got a pay rise, which I deserved, or well done for that, you deserve that. And I just thought it might be worth just maybe having a look at what a heart-based view of that might be.
I'm thinking about it now. When you say I deserve it, I'm wondering, what is it about that someone says I deserve it? And quite often, I imagine that, I mean, I know for myself, in the past, using a word like deserve, it often sounds like and feels like it's related to hard work, or whether you've put in effort, and you feel that effort is the reward for that effort is something that is a given that it naturally equates and you deserve it.
Well, I've done a fair bit of consulting, and in many cases, Tricia, people will say to me, well, it's about time my business was successful. I've worked really hard. I deserve some success. And when I give that consideration, I wonder whether the reverse of that also works. So does somebody who isn't successful deserve that? Does somebody who may be experiencing homelessness or poverty deserve that? Is there something around this expectation that doing something leads to something? Because we know that if it's about effort, which you mentioned, Tricia, many people work very, very hard. Some people hold down three jobs just to hold their family together, to keep food on the table, to keep essentials coming in. So when we talk about deserve, I've often asked someone, well, why do you feel you deserve it? And they will say what you've said. I've worked really hard. I've taken risks. I deserve this. And so when we feel that way, it's often likely to lead to disappointment.
Yeah, lead to disappointment, and also it can also lead to a sense of, like it really challenge your worth, because, if you've taken risks and you've worked hard and you've done all those things that you feel would normally give you some form of reward, when they're not there, you could then potentially look at it as something that you have done that isn't worthy or is wrong, and you can see how it comes back to yourself. That there's maybe a problem with you, and it can start a real spiral. When in fact, quite often, sometimes there are other things that are leading to perhaps not a financial gain, or perhaps not the job you want, or perhaps the body you want, or whatever it is that you're aspiring to. There may be other factors, and so it's not always that. A equals B type thing.
And so the danger of this word deserve is that it's often related to I have done all of this, therefore I deserve that. And as you've said, life isn't necessarily that equation. And we can look at many, many people who have worked very, very hard in their lives, and they wouldn't necessarily end up with the best house, the best car, whatever. So it might be that for the heart-based way of this is maybe that we firstly look to our hearts and work out what we want, what we don't want, what brings us happiness. And when we do things, we do them without the expectation, perhaps, because that way, maybe when things happen, they're a pleasant surprise, rather than when things happen that we feel we deserve, then it's like, yep, I expected that. I don't feel good about it. I expected it. But when they don't, I feel unhappy. And many people we know, Tricia, are unhappy with their lives.
Mm-hmm. I think when we start to recognise that this doesn't always equal, perhaps something you've done wrong or whatever, when you look out at situations, perhaps when someone is struggling, or they may be homeless, or they may be in a situation where they're not things aren't going right for them, It can also, in a heart-based approach, you're actually looking out at people rather than judging it that, well, they may have deserved that because they must have done something wrong or they perhaps took some wrong decisions or whatever it is, perhaps didn't take care of themselves or didn't study hard enough or all the things that you may be saying to yourself. You know, heart-based, you start to listen to that and you start to recognize, you know, is that really the whole story here? And so what a heart-based approach is probably perhaps more listening to people's stories. And you know, what is your story and how did you get here? Because sometimes we know we're just so close to getting that job or we're so close to getting some of those things, but we never quite may not get there. And rather than it being you know, looked on upon or frowned upon, it might be more that you have some more empathy for and can change up that relationship with people around you and situations.
Well, I remember I had my own business. I had two children at school, and I remember there was a time when I think for all of us, we tend to borrow money for our home to keep our kids at school and all those things. And I suddenly had no work in the pipeline to come through. And it got to a stage where it looked like we would have to sell the house. And I was reminded that, you know, when we look at the amount of money we have over from when we pay all our bills, it's often very small. And that is actually the margin that's keeping the roof over our head, that little bit of what we might call disposable income. So you only need a few things to happen. And if in my case, if work had not come through, I would have had to sell the house. I wouldn't have got what I borrowed for it because I borrowed more money for other things. I would have owed money. So we would have all been out on the street, if you like, because we'd have had a number of bad luck things that would have all coincided at the same time. Now, as it turned out, I was very fortunate that I got a call from a client on the last week that we would have to survive there, and that made things better. But I never forgot it because I realised we're all of us often very close to that. And it's when we look at, as you said, we look at people, it's worth recognising that, you know, we all have a story, and you know, often people walk past and go bludger. You know, because someone's begging or someone's claiming Centrelink, but actually, unless we know their story, it's too easy to make that judgment about they deserve that because they didn't do the right thing. When actually, I realized, even for me, that there was luck there. I did work hard, but I didn't have any work coming in. I'd done all the things that I could do, and we nearly lost it all. So there was luck.
So do you see in a heart-based approach that word deserve, I mean, where do you see the word deserve in terms of a heart-based approach?
Well, it's what I said earlier. You know, what it led me to do is to realize there is no deserve, because if I believe I work hard and I deserve this, then I also would have to then look at people who aren't having the luck as though they deserve that as well. And it's not really about that. You know, there is luck and circumstance through all of these things that we all experience. And like you said, Tricia, I think it's also about knowing the story. Because when we hear people's story, we realize, I mean, I had my neighbor over the road from me, he got lung cancer, and a very severe form of lung cancer, and he died within a year. And he had never smoked in his life, and he had been fit and healthy. He was a wonderful community person. No, he didn't deserve that either. So if we feel around deserve, then we start looking at everything in that lens, and it's not the right lens. What we can do is we can say, you know what, I'm grateful I knew him. I'm grateful that a lot of people got to know him and he got to live a lot of his life. And that word deserve is, I feel, is probably one of the words that we would be better off not using.
I mean, that's why I love this concept of expressing, you know, what the story is. So at the moment, this is what's happening for me. At the moment, I'm experiencing this. I'm experiencing low income. At the moment, I'm experiencing or whatever it is, because it also helps us to recognize that things move and change, And
I'm not a homeless person.
No.
I'm a person experiencing homelessness.
Yes.
Which is not the same thing. And yes, we all have a story, don't we?
Mm. And it changes all the time. And so I think that leads into that concept of hope as well. Because then what it is if you feel that, oh, well, I deserve to be on the street, or I deserve this, or I deserve that, and it doesn't turn out that way, it actually locks you in to a concept about yourself. And we talked about this in one of our previous podcasts about around having a position. And we don't really want to just hold that as this is me. No, this is a moment in time. This is what's happening for me at the moment.
And the truth is, none of us actually know what's going to happen next. We just have this moment. You know, who'd have thought that we'd have had a pandemic and it would have had the impact that it's had, and it would have gone on for as long as it had. So we only have the moments to live in, and the idea of deserve is all associated to me anyway with expectations. So I do this, I get that. This person did that, they got that. And it really isn't that way. You know, the pandemic was very much just around where you were and who you were with and all those sorts of things, not so much around anything else. Now we can do the best we can do with all of that. We can make sure that we look after ourselves, but we can't know the next moment what's going to happen to us. So I think it might be good for us to recognize that if we don't have expectations, then the word deserve doesn't come into it either, because deserve brings expectations. And then we can be pleasantly surprised. We can be in wonder of what's going on around us. We can appreciate the moments that we have.
That's really interesting, because often we, you know, we talk about appreciation and gratitude, and there's a lot around it, and, you know, appreciate and, you know, have gratitude for, but often it's how do we in moments? And this is a really wonderful way of, you know, looking at, you know, this concept of deserve, looking at yourself and how you ponder that and how you utilize that, and that small shift in how you go about looking at it, as we've just discussed, may make the difference in your feelings towards, you know, gratitude and the ups and downs that happen in your life, really. Mm. Yeah.